It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
On Edmonton Music Institution, one of our first Sonic Bands of the Month, 10-second epic, hanging it up for good. The guys are capping things off with three sold-out shows at the Pawn Shop, and they stop by for a little acoustic set, which we'll get to a little later on in the show. This is Lane Mitchell Show podcast number 249. Highlights from the past week's shows, heard 3 to 7 on Sonic 1029, including interview guests. A lot of these interviews don't even make it to air. For instance, Half Moon Run. Pop by before opening for Dallas Green. We'll have highlights from that coming up in next week's show. Thanks so much for downloading. Feel free to follow me on Twitter at Laneroo, L-A-Y-N-E-R-O-O. And don't forget to rate the podcast on iTunes.
Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Well, last week marked Barbara Walters' final appearance on The View. Is it just me or did that show get like 50% less sexy? Okay, just me then. And if you're a single lady out shopping today, you may pick up more than just groceries. New study reveals that Tuesday is the best pickup day at the grocery store, at least for women. Men, on the other hand, do better at grocery stores on Saturdays. Just thought I'd pass that along, you know, in case you want to maybe hold off on that bulk buy of Massengill or Gold Bond. And it was announced last month that Stephen Colbert will take over for Letterman after his retirement. You may be shocked to learn, though, who was in the running. Neil Patrick Harris. No word on how far things progressed, but he pulled himself out of contention for the gig. It's not that he didn't get it. And turns out Angelina Jolie collects more than just orphan children from foreign nations. She also boasts an impressive collection of daggers. She began collecting them at age 12, and now she's amassed... Well, let's just say I don't think Brad Pitt will be cheating on her anytime soon.
Lane Mitchell Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Disturbing news, germaphobes. A recent study has revealed the place where drug-resistant bacteria hangs out the longest. Airplane seatbacks. A virulent strain of E. coli is said to survive a remarkable 168 hours in an airplane seatback. About four times as long as a toilet seat, even. You know, this isn't the first story like this I've heard. In fact, just as a precaution, I think I'm going to make a point of eating everything off a dirty toilet seat. I mean, you just can't be too safe, right? And a 49-year-old Tennessee man was arrested after having sex with an ATM machine. Yeah, it was one of those cash machines located in a bar. You know, the ones with the outrageous service fees? I mean, outrageous if you're paying for banking anyway. $3 sounds like a great deal for what this guy was doing to it. And Prince Charles recently spoke about the situation in Ukraine and said Vladimir Putin is behaving like Hitler. Which actually seems like a go-to insult for a lot of people. Hitler really did kind of raise the bar for bad guys, didn't he? Weirder still, the two are supposed to meet for talks next month. I feel like that conversation will be as awkward as, well, ATM sex in a crowded bar.
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
He hosts a big-time TV game show. He was born on this day way back in 1958. With six toes on his right foot. Who is he? The answer in just a bit. You know there was a twist coming, right? And the Cebu City Zoo in the Philippines is treating tourists to spa-like services for free. Yeah, free massages. Administered by four giant Burmese pythons. These big, heavy snakes slither across tourists' bodies to relax their muscles. They weigh like 550 pounds each. Now, I'm not afraid of snakes, but I wouldn't say I'm so at ease with them that I want one the size of a telephone pole lying on top of me. Call me close-minded. And the rumors are true. There is, in fact, a corner gas movie in the works. You know, to me, Canadian humor is kind of like croutons. When they're new, they're kind of dry and flavorless. But, I mean, you give them some time, they somehow surprise you by becoming even drier and more flavorless. And yes, Price is Right host Drew Carey. His 56th birthday today. Born with six toes on his right foot. Now, I know that may seem a little gross to you, but I think you'll agree, ladies, his sex appeal more than makes up for it.
The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
May 26th, the 50th birthday of Lenny Kravitz. Named after his uncle, Private First Class Leonard Kravitz, killed in action in the Korean War. Another fun fact. Actually, the last one wasn't real fun, was it? Killed in action? We'll downgrade that one. Anyway, Lenny Kravitz grew up in Beverly Hills, where he went to high school with Guns N' Roses guitarist Slash. And Reese's Peanut Butter Cup Oreos are going to market later this year. I also read that Krispy Kreme Triple Cheeseburgers will be served at this year's San Diego County Fair next month. Somehow, even gluttony has managed to jump the proverbial shark. And health news, red wine can prevent cavities. Spanish researchers found that red wine, with or without alcohol, was helpful in ridding the mouth of bacteria that promotes tooth decay. An independent study conducted by my wife also found that in large amounts, red wine also increases your risk of developing rug burn on your forehead. It does, doesn't it, honey?
The Lane Mitchell Show podcast presents another live Sonic session performance.
It's Lane Mitchell joining us today in Sonic's Booster Juice Listener Lounge. Something very special, actually. What started as a short-lived epic draws to a close this weekend after 12 years, three albums, a handful of radio singles, former Sonic Band of the Month, / Edmonton Music Institution. 10-second epic is hanging it up for good with three shows at the Pawn Shop. It kind of sounds like a eulogy, doesn't it?
It's not a eulogy. It's a celebration of life.
What is the mood with the members?
I don't know. I mean, it's changed over. We did the farewell tour across Canada, and really, we had a lot of excitement to start it off, and the shows were amazing, so I think that excitement stayed up. But when we started getting to the last dates and realizing that we were getting closer to Edmonton, you could definitely see, you know, everyone was kind of getting a little choked up about it. And that's the way it should be. I mean, if you have an experience that's been this big of a part of your life and it's been this good, it should evoke that kind of emotion, I think.
Now, the first two shows sold out almost instantly. Now, when you started this thing, did you have any idea there would be such a massive outpouring of support for the band?
Well, I think, you know, I don't know if we expected it, but, you know, we've had a very successful career over the years, and we're obviously very proud of that. And it was really cool for us because not only did we get a lot of the people we've seen out recently at shows, but some of the shows across the country were actually the biggest headlining shows we have ever done there. And the reason is there was people coming out of the woodwork, and they'd come up to us after the show and say, "Hey guys, I haven't been to one of your shows in 6 years. I barely go to shows at all anymore. You know, I've grown up. But when I heard you guys were calling it quits, I had to come one more time just to kind of revisit when music was a bigger part of my life." And for us to be able to have a connection with people this many years later who still identify with that music they listened to years ago, it's ultimate justification.
Now, my other question, did the massive outpouring of support kind of make you second guess yourself a little bit?
You know, 12 years of the same smell in the van, and maybe you just want some different smells in your life.
Is that what we're going to be left with as a final tagline?
I mean,
different smells in your life?
Well, you know, I like it this way because, you know, we're coming to a close and it is sad, but this tour is one of the most fun I've ever had with the guys because we got to appreciate it for what it is. You know, when you're part of a project, you know, sometimes you get tunnel vision and you're in a tour and all you're thinking about is next tour. And when you're doing a record, you're thinking of next record. And it's this kind of, so we really got to stop and smell the roses and enjoy each other's company for what it is, you know. And saying that also, I like that these songs get to continue. You know, we're done, but these songs, we composed them and wrote them and long past when we're dead, they still exist, and that's really cool.
I think it's a fair question, but to me, the success of the tour was almost a justification instead of, oh, are we making the right decision here? Because if we would have waited 5 years or a couple more albums, who's to say that we would have had this great of a final tour? To be able to leave on a note this high, to me, is something that almost no bands get to do, and so it's something that I think is pretty special.
Now, I see here that you brought your guitars, 10-second epic. What are you going to play for us?
Yeah, we're going to play Count Yourself In. That's the song, that was the first song we were on Sonic with. It was a Band of the Month song. You know, we obviously want to say a big thanks to Sonic for all the years of supporting our band, because you guys were a huge part of it. And I think it's almost poetic to go out the way we came in, so that's what we're going to do.
The pleasure's been ours, seriously. Thank you so much, guys. Andrew and Daniel from 10 Second Epic, former Sonic Band of the Month.
We try to hide. We struggle through the means to meet the ends. Please tell me that this life isn't permanent, 'cause we don't care enough. So don't hold it off. Your word gets me off and gets me through long and sober days. You don't deserve to be unnoticed. You don't deserve to be treated like that. We've gone too far to be unnoticed now. And days and weeks go by and seasons change. The scenery gets old, it stays the same. There's nothing in this town but you and I. So baby, pack your bags, 'cause we leave tonight. 'Cause we don't care enough. So don't hold it off. Your word gets me off and gets me through long and sober days. You don't deserve to be unnoticed. You don't deserve to be treated like that. We've gone too far to be unnoticed. So let's get gone. You don't deserve to be unnoticed. You don't deserve to be treated like that. We've gone too far to be unnoticed. So let's get gone. So we spend our nights awake past every small town along the way. Here's to bad times, they were the best times. Give up the good times and we'll survive. You don't deserve to be unnoticed. You don't deserve to be treated like that. We've gone too far to be unnoticed. So let's get gone. You don't deserve to be unnoticed. You don't deserve to be treated like. We've gone too far to be unnoticed. So let's get gone. Let's get gone. Let's get gone. Let's get gone.
The Lane Mitchell Show. Podcast. Yeah. Like what you're hearing? Check out the Garner Andrews Show to Go podcast at Sonic1029.com.